In 2009, Democrats passed Act 250, which created a process for people to challenge a school district's Indian mascot, logo, or nickname. If a person filed a complaint with the Department of Public Instruction, the school district had to either change the logo or defend it in a hearing. Since then, a number of districts have changed their mascots either preemptively or under order by DPI. But Republicans, including Steve Nass, have long criticized the law and are poised to introduce a bill that makes big changes to it. Nass spokesman Mike Michelson says they're hoping to make the law more fair.
The process will now require more than one person to come in and make the complaint. There's going to have to be people willing up to 10% of the total student body.
Michelson says under the bill, cases that are appealed will now be heard by the Department of Administration and not DPI, which he says is biased in the matter. He says the bill will still allow for a challenge, but will give districts a better chance at defending themselves.
If a district is doing something inappropriate, it has to be shown that that action is either discriminatory or harmful to students in that district. It can't be just that people are offended. It has to be that there's an actual harm being caused.
But DPI Secretary Tony Evers says the bill will effectively allow Indian mascots to exist forever.
So essentially they're saying to the American Indian population in Wisconsin, there is no recourse here, and I'm not sure that's the appropriate thing.
The bill changing the state's mascots law is expected to be introduced in the legislature next week. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.